to do, got to do with it.
So, what's going on, people? Welcome to Husband and Life. I'm Standish, and I'm here with Kelechi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Yes.
Feeling good, feeling great, feeling fresh. It's Easter holiday time, so we're relaxing. It's been nice to be chilling in the house.
Yeah, so busy. I think what we've done today, I've done a bit of gardening.
You've done all the things today. I've done nothing. I've been resting.
Cooking and...
I'm sick, people. I'm sick.
I know. her eyes are a bit messed up, I admit.
Yeah.
But, hopefully they'll be okay and they get sorted soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we've been seeing, we've been watching a bit of TV. We've been watching, obviously, Maths. just watching how scandalous relationships are out there.
Absolutely, I think that show is hilarious.
Wow.
Hilarious and wild.
Yeah, so it's just watching things like that and just thinking, wow, how people with no boundaries, like we said before, just how people are faking commitment out here. You know, they literally got married, then they're just like,
Nah, I don't really like you. You're not a bit of me, but that one's a bit of me. So let me go and kiss that one.
Quick time.
You've known the person 30 minutes. That was mad to me. I thought that was crazy.
Quickly, and then I just do a little, have a little kiss, and we were not in a bad place.
Yeah, so, we were in a bad place. So,
my reasons are completely justified for my F boy behavior.
Madness.
Anyway, today.
Yes. What are we talking about today, babe? We've got three C's.
Yes, we've got three C's.
Got my little card here. Three C's that we're talking about today. Very important C's when you're in a relationship, when you're in a long-term, long-lasting, long-loving...
Forever ones.
...relationship.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the three C's. For those of you that don't know what the three C's are, stay tuned. Before we start, remember, you have to like, you've got to comment, we need your subscription so that we continue to give you lots of great content.
Yes.
We also would love to hear from you.
Please,
if you've got any questions, anything you want us to talk about, anything you want to ask us,
send a DM.
Please go ahead, send us a message.
Yeah.
We will definitely reply. We'll try our best to reply and give you the best answer that we can. Obviously, we know we're not experts. So we can only give you from our point of view. So,
absolutely.
So we'll start with the three C's.
Mm-hmm.
The first C, babe, is communication.
Oh,
it's a big one. The best one. Yeah.
It's the best one. So for us, like I was saying, I think the reason why we work is because we find a way to communicate with each other when we're unhappy with each other, when we're happy with each other. It's both, you know? When you're just like, listen, babe, today I don't feel like doing anything.
Oh my gosh. Was
that key?
What key was that, babe? What song was that?
You know the song.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. That's the song.
That's the key. Yeah. So when it's like that, Kel will just go, so I've checked out today. I'm checking out. I'm busy.
There's no mum here.
There's no mum. You lot don't bother me.
Mm-mm.
Do your thing by yourself.
Do you, boo.
I don't need nothing. Just bring food.
Water and food.
Water and food. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Thank you. But seriously. Just when like she's having a bad day or she just needs a moment of just her time, just like this has been a shit week or whatever, you just need a day, and everybody's allowed to have those. You vocalize it. You just like, you know what, today's not the day.
Yeah,
I'm just not with it. Let me have my time.
Yeah,
and then you be like, all right, cool, no problem. I understand she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want me to solve the issue she's going through.
Yes, because you're always trying to solve issues, babe. We don't need solving. We need venting and sitting in it.
Another part of communication is just talking about things to speak about things we want to do, like things we're looking forward to, things we want to plan. And goals that we want to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, you need to vocalize and say, babe, I think I'm thinking about, let's do this podcast, you know, where we can sit there and then we can talk to people about a relationship and the things we go through and how we, kind of amazing, you know, how we go through those things. And you have to say that, and then you're like, oh, why are we doing this?
Yeah, why are we doing this? That was literally my first thought. Why are we doing this? Is this necessary? Yes. Do we need to be putting our business out like this publicly? Yeah. It's just not my thing. I'm as I said, I'm the quiet one in the relationship. Yeah. So
yeah, so that's what.
Yeah.
So just being able to talk about any like how good your day was.
The jokes you got at work.
The bands you had with your friends. Yeah. Anything like that. Just how to vocalize it. So when the big things come, or the negative things, the different conversations have, there's obviously that communication is already set in place.
Yeah, so you feel comfortable enough to go and say to your spouse, you know, I need to talk, or something's on my mind. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Like with you, sometimes you already know. You don't even need to ask me. You just...
Yeah.
Start making food or whatever, yes. Or bringing teas,
etc.
Yeah.
See? I can teach you, yes. Anyway, what's next?
So the next C is care.
Yeah, so when you're sick, obviously, Like now, I'll be cooking and making sure you're okay, you're fed, medicine, and kids out your way.
No one's troubling me, asking me for things.
Mommy, where's this?
Can I have this?
You know, it's like when we remember. I think I remember when we was in Leeds one time, and
oh god,
there was a road sign. Yeah, this is the funniest thing ever. Because I tried to explain to show how much I cared, but because long story long, we've been out and we couldn't find no taxis to get home, find no taxis. And
my feet were hurting that day.
Cobbled
streets in Leeds. Why? Can I just say why? Why are the streets cobbled in the town?
Exactly. Anyway,
with burning feet, high heels.
So basically,
I was in pain.
As we were walking back, it was about 15-20 minute walk.
Yeah.
So we started walking home. So as you walk back, there's a road sign, because we actually kind of walk in on the motorway.
I just want to make people aware that my feet were burning, okay? They were burning. I wasn't impressed. I was like, what kind of backyard town is this that they don't have taxis?
People don't listen. So I said to her, watch the sign. So this is the thing. There was two road signs. There was one which was quite low.
I saw it.
But no, you didn't. There was one that was quite low, and then there was one that was high up, further away. So I said to her, listen, babe, you need to watch out. There's a sign. Because she was pissed off because she had been walking. She was like, I can't see it. So literally, and I said it again, because I thought it was getting a bit close. She's like, I said, I can fucking see it. And the next thing you know, boom. And you can imagine my shock, because I was like, bro, there is a sign there. I can see you can't see it. Watch out with the sign, trying to show how much I care.
Oh, gosh.
Well, she didn't see it. So can you imagine how shocked I was to didn't see her?
You weren't shocked. You were cracking up. You were cackling hard, bro.
I had to.
Hardcore cackling, I swear. I was like, he ain't even trying to help me. He's just laughing at my pain.
This is what happens when somebody is trying to extend their hand and care for you and show you, but you're blinded by your rage because of your feet. You know?
My feet, but my head was hurting too after that. Feet and head to toe was happening.
So that's the issue you had there, and then you didn't want to listen, and then the boss. So that's what ended up happening after I tried to show my care. You see? We spoke about how I cared and I wrapped you up in cling film when you had the surgery. That's another way of expressing how much I care.
You show off care even every day, like when you make food, breakfast, lunch, dinner sometimes, you know, you just make all the meals and you feed everybody in the house. It's not just me, so...
Of course,
That's very caring. You know, you make sure that we're good. You always make sure that everyone is happy.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you do what you need to do. Taxi service, when you have to go pick up, drop off, take them here, take them there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I like being a passenger. That's nice sometimes, you know, when I don't have to drive. That's caring, you know, you just take over the driving. I've been driving a long time, babe. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the next one is committed. Committed.
Committed, yes.
Commitment, committed.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out when you became committed, you know, my guy.
In my mind, when I was like, this is everything. Obviously, when we got engaged.
Clearly, yeah.
That was a real...
It took several years, guys. Several years to wait for that ring. Anyway, yeah.
Several years. Anyway.
I was in long time. But you, when were you committed, babe?
So the moment I think the moment I decided to propose to you, I knew this was going to be it for me. This was going to be everything that I need. Mm-hmm. So from that day, I was just...
So not when you proposed, but when I decided to propose. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so okay,
I thought about it and I was trying to see all the things I don't like about you, all the things I love about you.
You did pros and cons list, yeah?
Of course. I'm all about logic. You know me. Rationale, no emotion. Emotion comes later.
pros and cons list.
Listen. And then I processed it and then I was just like, okay. I think, and I just decided, no matter what, I was going to do everything in my power to show that I want to be with this person. I was going to try and make them happy. I was trying to show my support in any way that I can.
Yeah.
And I think you can feel it.
Definitely. Like you used to do breakfast outside in the garden, lay the table, flowers. Wine, petals, rose petals on the floor, you know, date nights. It's lovely. It's wonderful. Yay.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's how I think that was your first, the first signs of you showing like commitment and showing
compassion and caring.
All of it together in one, really, the three C's in one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why we work so well, because we're able to, when we have issues, we speak about them.
Yeah.
Know that they're going to be received well, because they're coming from a place of caring.
Place of love.
Place of love, and because you know we're committed to each other, there's nobody else.
Yeah, we don't really have anyone else, so it's just we have to make sure that it's us.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why we give everything. To each other, which is why we work, which is what you need in your partner, to find somebody that you can bounce ideas off, somebody that can put you in place, somebody that's willing to basically listen to what you're saying when you say it, show you that they care, show you that you matter, make you feel like they're, you're not just, it's not just a one-way relationship, making you feel like you're...
Doing all the work. You don't want to do that,
You know, so...
Yeah, and someone that also, you can believe their word. They when they say they're going to do something, they do it, done. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a case of, oh, I'll do it, and then it never gets done.
Mm.
So... Those are the things, really. I think that's how we're able to be together for so long and grow as individuals, but also together. And I feel like it's like that Ludacris song, "When I Move, You Move," kind of thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's like I can't really make any decisions without you.
Ludacris song, "When I Move, You Move," yeah, just like that.
That's what it is. That's what marriage is. You know, when I make a decision, I have to make a decision for us. It can't be a decision for me.
It has to make sense.
Yeah. And it's not just us. It's the children as well.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's lifestyle, all that stuff. So you have to... That's why you have to communicate.
Indeed. Communicate, care, and be committed.
Committed, yeah.
All right.
Believe in your love.
Believe in your love. All right. So, thank you so much again for tuning in.
Yes.
I've been Standish.
I'm Kelechi.
And together we're husband and life. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday morning. So get your notification bells, turn them on. And remember to comment, share, like, and subscribe.
All those good things.
All those good things. And see you next Tuesday.
Bye.